A story now about the lines between American identity, citizenship, and the rights that go along with that citizenship. According to a lawsuit filed yesterday in federal court, the FBI has allegedly been coercing Muslims living in the United States to inform on other Muslims by using the nation's no-fly list as leverage. The suit was filed on behalf of four men in New York. The lawsuit accuses the United States of placing or keeping the men on the no-fly list after they refused to inform on other Muslims in New York and New Jersey and in Nebraska. The no-fly list, of course, you've heard of it, was created after the 9/11 attacks. It restricts travel for thousands of individuals into and out of the United States, and it's notoriously difficult to get your name off of it once you're on. Earlier, I spoke to Ramzi Qasim. He's an associate professor of law at the City University of New York. He's the supervisor of the CLEAR Project, that's Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsibility. He also represents the plaintiffs in this lawsuit.
Some of our clients were approached, and the FBI attempted to recruit them as informants. Our clients declined for religious and political reasons. So those are First Amendment protected reasons. They declined to become informants, exercising their First Amendment rights. And in retaliation for their exercise of that right, the FBI then placed them on the no-fly list. And then the FBI agents circled back to our clients and said, well, if you had played nice, this might not have happened. And we can take you off, by the way, if you change your mind and you work for us as an informant.
We should say that the FBI has not responded to this lawsuit, has not commented on it publicly. One of the other problems, as you mentioned, Ramzi Qasim, is that the criteria for the no-fly list often remain secret. This is unlike sort of a negotiation that would go on between an accused and a prosecutor when you're charged with something to say, hey, we can give you a lesser charge kind of thing.
That's right. There's very little that is known about the standards which the U.S. government uses to administer the no-fly list. In the little that we do know publicly, one of the standards is for the person to be a known or suspected terrorist. Now, of course, we have no visibility into how the U.S. government interprets that standard. And then there's the larger question of whether they're even adhering to their own standard, because as we know from the police misconduct context or even from the stop and frisk context where, you know, reasonable suspicion is supposed to be the standard, the police often fails to apply that standard. And it's a huge problem here when you have no transparency, no accountability. There's no way for us on the outside, lawyers, interested citizens, journalists, to understand the standard and to verify independently whether the government is living up to that standard.
I'm trying to imagine the future of this case, Ramzi Qasim, and aren't you worried that the case could get thrown out of court because it might require the government to reveal classified information, i.e. how the no-fly list works and what the criteria are?
You know, we at CLEAR and our colleagues at the Center for Constitutional Rights have often litigated cases where the government comes into court and asserts so-called national security interests. But I cannot emphasize enough that this is simply not a national security case. This is a case about fundamental civil rights. It is about our clients' rights to speech, association, and religion under the First Amendment. And it's about our clients' right to due process of law. They should not be, the government should not be able to strip them of their freedom to travel without giving them notice and an opportunity to be heard. That's what this case is about. It is not about security. Our clients have never been accused of any crimes. They don't even have any criminal records.
Ramzi Qasim is an associate professor of law at the City University of New York and supervisor of the CLEAR Project. He also represents four plaintiffs in a new lawsuit accusing the FBI of using the no-fly list to coerce American Muslims to inform on some of their neighbors. Professor, thank you.
Thank you so much.